Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Oh, okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. Jake Ballbrock, Paul Savage alongside you. Our thanks to BJ Glasser, our betting insider, for joining us, followed by Tim Fitzgerald, our K-State insider. If you missed either of those, you can go back and listen to them for free on the Odyssey app. Just download the app, check out odyssey.com. You can also go back and watch them. You can do that on 12 News Connected. We archive things on YouTube as well, X, Facebook. It's all there for you. Lots of ways to take in the show. And we appreciate you however it is you do. The IHOP hotline is back open for you now, brought to you by IHOP with its all-you-can-eat pancakes deal through September 15th. And we appreciate all of these things. This portion of the program brought to you by Crestview Country Club. We appreciate Crestview's support. Great place to go watch the game tonight, by the way. Maybe play a little golf. Get off work, play a little golf, pop into the bar, watch the Chiefs and the Ravens. Should be a lot of fun. We appreciate Crestview Country Club's support. It is 36 holes of golf. It's so much more than that. Give them a call. Check out the facilities. See the membership details. You won't regret it. Great facility there. All right, Paul. Chiefs-Ravens tonight. We got into a lot of the specifics there with PJ Glasser. I do like Worthy as a guy who could have an impact tonight, but I'm with PJ Glasser. I think this lends itself a little more low scoring. The only hesitation I have on that, but that is where I'm leaning as well. The only hesitation I have on that when I look at this game is I don't know yet what the Chiefs defense is going to look like without some of their key pieces from a year ago. Now, does that mean I think the Ravens are going to run away with this? It does not. It means it could dictate the pace of play in this, right? Let's say the Chiefs defense struggles out of the gates without some of those players, which would be understandable early in the year, then I think they could pick up the pace offensively and you could get a little more pace to this game. I don't think either coaching staff would like to see that sort of pace to this game. But then, and here's where I get confused. The Chiefs offense, I'm sitting here telling everybody is going to be high flying this year. Is it that way in week one against this top defense? This is a really hard game to predict, Paul, which is why we're so excited about it. You know, I don't mind telling people if I'm like all in on something. I'm not really all in on much here. My favorite bets are the Henry rushing prop and the Mahomes rushing prop. I think that lends itself a little bit to this under. I like the under, but I could also see this with these two kinds of offenses pushing the pace a little bit. You know, you get what would it be? 7 touchdowns in this game and you're over it. You mix in some field goals, 2 of the best kickers going at it in the league, Paul. So missed field goals, very unlikely in this game. I love it, man. I cannot wait for this particular contest.
Well, it's going to be fun, and I'm going to give you something to kind of look for. And this is kind of obvious, but sometimes it just needs to be said. You got to look at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, I always look at the line of scrimmage. That tells me a lot about a football game. Tells me a lot about a football team. And I look at – I'm going to be watching and see just how much success the Ravens have rushing the football. Because if they can run the football – at a consistent clip, and I don't mean, and I'm not necessarily talking about, you know, breaking one for 60, breaking another one for 80. You know, I'm not. That's no, not what mean, I'm talking about. I'm talking about
control the game, control the clock.
Can you pick up 6-7 yards whenever you run the football? If you can do that, it's going to be a long game for the Kansas City Chiefs, and I think that we're going to see a little more success running the football than we have in the past with this team. I think Derrick Henry brings a whole nother situation to the Baltimore Ravens. An already good football team got better with Derrick Henry and what they'll be able to do. But if Derrick Henry, what do you say? 100 yards, 110 yards, if he has 115 or 20 yards rushing, at what point do you know? Well, at that point, you got to say advantage goes to Baltimore. I think it's probably around 100. But, you know, if you control the football, if the Ravens control the football, then it's going to be a long game. It's going to be a tough game. And that's where I'm kind of at on this. And we just don't know yet. We just don't know. There's 3 offensive linemen that are new. We don't know how good, how well the Ravens will be able to control the line of scrimmage if they can.
I'm with you. And that's what makes it difficult, right? Because I do think when we look back at the offense Chiefs this year, they're going to want to be high flying. I just don't know if they're able to in this game. The other thing on the Chiefs offensive line, Paul, they've got to protect, and they're starting a rookie left tackle against one of the better defenses in football every single year.
Seems like
against
it.
A great secondary. Mm-hmm. So while normally speaking, I would say, yeah, the Chiefs are going to air it out and be awesome. I don't love that element this week because it makes sense for them also to want to run the ball, right, with Isaiah Pacheco and perhaps now even a little Carson Steele. Because they've got, you know, the Ravens secondary is good. And you're going to trust a left tackle in his first NFL game against one of the top defenses in the league. I might be more inclined to run the ball a little bit too right here out of the gates to let everybody get warmed up. You're also down Hollywood Brown. So again, not to just keep saying the same thing, but this is a really unpredictable game because you can see sort of an easy path to all of these different things. So I don't think the Ravens are going to come out and air it out. I'll say that. I don't think that's going to happen because I think of last year's championship game. I think of, you know, just all the things considered. That doesn't make any sense to me, but I could understand the Chiefs pushing the pace to try and keep Derrick Henry off the field and irrelevant. I could see the Chiefs trying to protect left tackle and running the ball quite a bit offensively down Hollywood Brown. Mm-hmm. I could, you know, all of those things I could see. The only thing I can't see is the Ravens, you know, coming out and just chucking it around the field. I don't think that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, that's the sort of game I see play out. And I do think, Paul, it will be different than a lot of the Chiefs games we see this year. I think there are going to be a lot of Chiefs games where they come out and they jump out to massive leads early and you're getting huge scores and those kinds of things. I just don't think it's going to be this one because I don't think that that's the right way to play it if you're the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. If you're the Chiefs, right, you would like to protect Kingsley Suamataya, and you'd like to protect that defense a little bit too. How do you do that? You run the ball, right?
That's right.
But if you go that path, Paul, you're keeping Henry relevant longer, because if you can get them down a couple of scores, then Henry becomes less relevant.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a little bit tricky, but I would say if I'm the Chiefs, if I'm Andy Reid, I'm a little more inclined to run it and protect my defense and protect Kingsley Suamataya at least early in the game to see how they do.
I think that's well said, and I'm glad you brought the Chiefs into the whole situation, because I was making the point with Derrick Henry that this is – you know, this is what I think the Ravens got to do. And, I mean, they didn't bring him in just, you know, because he's another pretty face. They brought him in because he's going to make a difference in the run game. That's what it is.
Even at his advanced age, I think we all think it's a good fit and he'll be a factor.
I think it's a wonderful fit if you're the Ravens. But with that being – and by the way, because he's a fairly fresh football player. He's a fairly fresh football player. So, but I'm glad you brought up the Chiefs. I should have probably done it myself, and I appreciate it when you always fill in for me where I leave out what I leave out. You always seem to take care of it, and I do appreciate that. But you brought up the Chiefs, and how important it is for the Chiefs to be able to run football, to run the football, for the Chiefs to be able to get first downs, move the chains. Well, it's just as important, and maybe even a little more important, because right now I'm looking at these two teams and not having seen either one of them play in a regular season game yet, the first game of the season, obviously, I kind of give the advantage maybe a little bit to the Ravens. I don't know why I do that, but I think I do. It may not be a huge advantage, but, you know, it's going to be, you know, incumbent upon the Chiefs to slow down the run game and make Lamar Jackson do the things that Lamar Jackson does. Because when he does, you put him out in there, things can happen. They can happen good for the Ravens, but there's also the possibility of things happening bad for the Ravens as well. So you put him into space, you make him work, you get him out of the pocket, you do the things that you got to do. So it's going to be a fascinating game. I don't think either team blows out the other team.
That's why I'm taking the points.
Yeah.
That's why when we made our picks, what side of that did you take?
I took the Chiefs last week. And I got to thinking to myself, you know, I was kind of chuckling at you guys, for a few of you guys, and I don't have it in front of me, so I don't remember who all took
it. It was
the
Brandon
Ravens.
And I. And we both have the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl in our preseason predictions.
Yeah.
Brandon and I do, but I just don't want to lay the points. That's it for me this week. Like, if I was going to take the Chiefs just because I think that I like the Chiefs to win the game, but not cover the number. I think that's probably where I land.
Well, you said that. You said that when you made the pick. I remember you.
I'm going to leave that out of any bets I make. Like, I'm not touching it on either side. If I go to the lines, I'm going to take the under, but I'm probably going with the player props in this one.
Right, right.
Because Mahomes, his running total is always criminally low. And especially early in a season. And then Henry, like 70 yards, Derrick Henry tonight, today, it seems like for him, I think that total is going to start ballooning up at some point, but I think he's going to carry the ball at least 20 times in this game.
Yeah.
Don't you? Like 20 carries seems like
I think it's possible. In fact, I think it's probable. Well, let me rephrase that. He'll carry it 20, maybe even more, if they're having success. I don't know if they're not.
Sure, but even if they're not, he's going to get the carries to get him to 70.
Well, he's going
to those are the things that I like. Pacheco, I just don't know.
Pacheco.
I would like to see the Chiefs do that and look at his, and I don't have his prop now pulled up in front of me, but I'm not there's very easily a scenario where the Chiefs come out and sling it, mm-hmm. because I think that's what they want to do this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm staying away from that. So my favorite two are Mahomes.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is rushing prop. Henry's rushing prop. And then if I'm throwing a dart at something else to, you know, to hit the jackpot, it'll be a worthy touchdown. Because I do think they'll take, I don't remember who I was talking to yesterday. I asked, how many shots do you think they'll take to Worthy in this game? They've got this shiny new toy. Fastest player ever at the combine. How many shots do you think they'll take to him? I would say at least two. They'll try him down the field. Mm-hmm. Is that, you think that's about right? Or you think it could be more or less?
I think it could be more if you want to know the real truth. I mean, but it depends upon how the game ebbs and flows, what the needs are, what the score will be. You know, there's all, I mean, it's kind of crazy. There's no definitive way to say it's going to be this way or that way, because so much depends on what's the score, how's the mood of the sure. game going. It's really tough to say, but it's possible. That's what I think you're wanting to hear. Yes, Jacob, you're right. It's possible. That is a real possibility. So with that being said, Friday when we made the picks, I made that pick with my heart. I made that pick with my heart, and I didn't even think about it. When I left the studio that day, I thought to myself, driving home, dang, I'm not sure that – I made that pick too quick, too flippantly, too – yeah, the Chiefs. Come on.
Right, because we all think the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl, right?
I know,
like everybody thinks, but, you know, and they will have a few of these on the schedule. I'm not sure that there will be, you know, this will be probably the hardest. You know, if everything stays relatively steady and there aren't key injuries or anything else, this is going to be as tough a test as the Chiefs face this year. I think the Ravens are really, really good. And I think they got better from a year ago. I think the Chiefs got better as well. But I think the Ravens got better. I mean, how could you not be better with Derrick Henry?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
I mean, you just, like, if you could have had an opportunity for that guy, even at this stage of his career, where would be the perfect fit for Derrick Henry? I'd have told you Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
right? That's a team that wants to run the ball, will feature him, and can throw it around enough that a defense has to stay on its heels a little bit. They're going to Derrick Henry's going to feast late in games this year, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So I cannot wait. It's going to be so good. You'll hear it over on KNSS. It's going to be incredible.
Right.
There's
a little bit of irony as well in this particular game. This may be the toughest game to play the Ravens, even if they're in a Super Bowl, because you know by the time you get through the season, get into the playoffs, play into the playoffs, and you get to wherever you are and you play the Chiefs again. I'm telling you right now. This team, you know, the Derrick Henry's going to be beat up. This may be the toughest time that you play the Ravens in the year is right now, while they're halfway fresh, while they're not beat up, while they're not nicked up, while they're not going to through the grind of a regular NFL season, which is, for guys like you and me, it's unthinkable of what these guys go through, the toughness that it takes to be an NFL player. So this might be the toughest time. This game could be tougher for the Chiefs than in the Super Bowl if they face the Ravens again.
Could be, yeah, because it's tougher for us because we don't. It's a little more unpredictable until we get some games under our belt.
Right.
All right, we're looking forward to it. You'll have it here tonight. Well, not here. You'll have it over on KNSS. The Westwood One broadcast will be here. It's a Royals day off, so that's how it'll play out. You'll get pregame coverage beginning on KNSS for the Chiefs Radio Network. That's at 6. And then if you want the national broadcast, you'll have Westwood One coverage right here at 7. It is a 7:20 kick. Before that, by the way, you got the Chris Kleiman Show, as we were just talking, K-State. So a lot of good stuff on the networks today. And we will we'll be back here tomorrow, of course, to talk about all of it. Let's come back, Paul, and we'll look elsewhere around the sports world just briefly. You sent me before our take on Colorado. They have been as interesting as any for a lot of different reasons, but we'll look at that. What did we think of their week one? Their star players are star players. That didn't change, did it? Is that going to be enough to let them contend in the Big 12? We'll hit on that when we return. It's Sports Daily. It's all Brockton Savage. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh,